You are listening to End of Life University Podcast, real talk about life and death. This is episode number 169. Welcome to End of Life University Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Wyatt, hospice physician, author, and educator. In this podcast, I share thoughtful conversations with experts in various fields related to dying and death, and informative teaching sessions on preparing for the end of life by living fully today. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the podcast today. I'm glad you've joined me. As this podcast is being broadcast, it is the Monday before Thanksgiving in the U.S. And so today I'm going to talk about how to find gratitude in times of suffering. And if you tuned in last week, you'll know I talked about a similar topic, how to find compassion in times of suffering. Because currently I'm located in Southern California and have been a witness to the horrible, horrible wildfires that have destroyed so much property here, including human and animal life. Here at the same time, there has been an even more devastating fire up in Northern California, the Camp Fire, which completely destroyed the town of Paradise. And so the suffering that has been occurring in this area has weighed heavily on my mind. And I'm here where I've been a witness to the flames and the ashes and the smoke and the air. And it's been a rather constant thought for me. And so that's why I decided to do solo episodes last week and this week to talk a little bit more about this time of great suffering and how we cope and how we look deep within ourselves to find compassion and gratitude during times of suffering such as this. So I'll get into that topic in just a moment. For now, I just want to wish everyone in the U.S. a happy Thanksgiving. Those of you who are listening right after the broadcast, some of you might be listening in the future. And so I wish you as well many days of thanksgiving and gratitude in your lives. So hopefully this episode still feels relevant to you, even if you're not celebrating Thanksgiving at the time you're listening or where in the place where you live. Today, as one of my gestures of thanksgiving, I would like to thank my new supporter on patreon.com/EOLU, Nancy Walker. Nancy, thank you so much for stepping up and making a contribution to the podcast through Patreon. And thank you as well to everyone who's been supporting this podcast for the last couple of years. It makes a huge difference, and your contributions are keeping this podcast on the air as well as the End of Life University interview series. So I'm very, very grateful to you, and you're at the top of my list today of things that I am thankful for. If you're listening and you're not currently a patron, but you'd like to join the team, you can go to patreon.com/EOLU and sign up for as little as $1 per month to help support this podcast. And you'll receive some bonuses like a monthly Q&A call that I call the Hospice Happy Hour, as well as access to replays of some of the webinars and interviews and presentations I've done on End of Life University. One more announcement for anyone listening in. I'm going to be attending the Endwell Symposium, which is in San Francisco on December 6th, 2018. And if any of you are going to be there for this amazing one-day event and you'd like to connect, please reach out to me. I'd love to maybe have a little meetup over lunch or coffee or something while we're all there in the same place. It's going to be a fantastic opportunity for networking. So you can either email me, Karen@KarenWyattMD.com. You can reply, make a comment on this episode. You can also send me a message through Twitter @SpiritualMD is my handle on Twitter, or you could send me a Facebook message at End of Life University. So reach out to me if you'll be in San Francisco at Endwell. I'd love to see you there. I think there are a few tickets left. So if you're on the fence, think about it. It will be a great day, wonderful day for us to all connect and come together with like-minded people. I think it will be amazing. So hope to see you there. All right, so I'll get on with the topic I've chosen today, which is how to find gratitude in times of suffering. And as I mentioned, to set the stage, I am currently residing here in Southern California, where wildfires have created enormous destruction of the land, but even more seriously of human and animal life and property. And it's absolutely devastating to see. It is awful to see and frightening, but humbling, I guess, to see the impact of nature's fury in such a way. And it definitely causes me to feel more grateful than ever before that I'm even here, that I have an opportunity to be alive and to exist and to be safe and healthy and whole at this time on this day. So it has given me a lot to think about, to be a witness to this suffering that is happening around me. And as I mentioned last week, I talked about how to find compassion in times of suffering and why some people are not able to experience compassion when they witness others suffering. So go back and listen to that episode if you missed it. That's episode number 168. But for today, I want to cover the topic of gratitude, and that's because this is Thanksgiving week, when we're all looking back at our lives and talking about reasons why we are grateful to be here. And we know a lot of research has been done over the last decade or so on the experience of gratitude and the benefits of gratitude. And we know that gratitude is a practice that benefits us in every way, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And it's been shown in scientific studies. And so here are just some of the benefits. Of course, gratitude improves our relationships when we are expressing our thankfulness to other people and willing to show them our appreciation for what they do for us. It improves the quality of our relationships. Gratitude also improves physical health. And one of the studies showed that people who regularly express gratitude or who have engaged in a practice of gratitude during the time of the study actually are more likely to eat better and get more exercise during that time. So practicing gratitude actually inspired people to take better care of themselves. Gratitude improves our sense of well-being and happiness when it has been measured in studies. A practice of gratitude also increases our ability to feel empathy for other people. So when we look back at that topic of last week, why some people struggle to feel compassion when they see others suffering, it's possible that a gratitude practice is one of the things that could help move the needle. And I'll be talking a little bit more about that. But one thing that could help people find more compassion within themselves. Gratitude practices have also been shown to reduce aggressive behavior and thoughts of vindictiveness and revenge. Also, a regular gratitude practice helps improve sleep, which is a really interesting benefit, but particularly people who think about what they're grateful for before they go to sleep at night, it ends the day on a positive note and helps encourage relaxation before people go to sleep at night. Practicing gratitude regularly also improves self-esteem. And then we know people who regularly express gratitude have more resilience when they are in times of stress or difficulty. So these are some great benefits, as I mentioned, for body, mind, and spirit. A gratitude practice makes a lot of sense. And those of us who are able to practice gratitude regularly, we'll experience benefits from that in our lives. But what about a situation when you are experiencing difficulty or suffering, and if you're a person who has not made it a practice to express gratitude previously, how can you express gratitude when you're in the middle of suffering? And the first problem is that to the ego, gratitude doesn't make any sense when you're suffering. Gratitude is only logical and sensible when it follows receiving something good. So gratitude seems like a more natural response, and it's an acceptable response to the ego. If something good has happened, someone has done you a favor or given you something, or you've had an unexpected, pleasant surprise, gratitude is rational in that case, and the ego can accept it. It makes sense, of course. Great, let's practice gratitude. But for an ego that has already been battered a little bit by difficulties and challenges, gratitude doesn't fit in that scenario. There's nothing good here. There's nothing to be thankful for. How could the ego express thankfulness or gratitude towards someone else when there's been nothing but bad experiences happening? So these are the times when we really need to dig deep. These are also the times when gratitude could actually make the biggest difference and be very helpful to us when we are already in the midst of suffering. It's just that we have to work at it in order to convince ourselves to practice and experience gratitude. So it's helpful for us to do some contemplation about gratitude and also to have some tools in mind that can help us feel grateful during difficult times. One of the reasons gratitude is difficult when things are not going well is that our minds and our brains have a negativity bias. This is the term neuroscientists have used to describe the fact that our memories tend to hold on to negative experiences much more tightly than to positive ones. So in any situation we are in, it's normal for our minds, our brains, to seek out what is going wrong, what is not working well. And this is all part of a protective mechanism in our reptilian brain, which is designed to keep us out of danger and to keep us safe. We're hypersensitive to things that go wrong, to things that seem harmful to us, because it's in our best interest to remember those experiences and those events so that we can avoid them in the future. So it's all part of our survival mechanism, and all designed around staying safe. The fact that we focus on the negative, store negative memories, and seem to prefer negative thoughts and negative experiences. So neuroscientists have said that this negativity bias means that negative experiences stick about 10 times more tightly in our memories than positive experiences. So in order to have a gratitude practice that's effective, we actually have to intentionally focus on gratitude. It's not going to come to us naturally. In situations, we are naturally going to be drawn toward things that have gone wrong instead of things that have gone well. So we have to use practices to intentionally train our minds to think about the positive things and to notice positive things around us. So if we would like to experience more gratitude in our lives, it's very important that we begin intentionally noticing and thinking about positive things during the day. And the more we do this, the more we actually train our minds to pay attention to positive things that happen. And so we can actually overcome some of the negativity bias if we do spend time and energy focusing on the good. So that is one of the practices that we can use, is to every day spend a little bit of time looking at what has been good today, what good things happened today. Now, this can be particularly difficult in a time where there's a lot of suffering going on around you. Maybe you were a victim of of a wildfire. Maybe you're taking care of a loved one who's sick and you're overworking in the process because you have no choice. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe you've been through the breakup of a relationship. And at the time, it's hard to find something good because you're overwhelmed with the pain and the suffering that you're experiencing in your daily life. So the negative emotions are rising to the surface and they're getting all of the attention in your mind. And during those times, it's very important that you actually take a few moments out and intentionally try to find something good. It might be that as you look around, you don't readily see anything good, that you don't readily see anything positive happening for you. And those are the times when you're going to have to dig deep. And you may need to look outside of yourself and outside of your individual personal experience. You might notice if the sun is shining brightly, is the sky blue? Is there a beautiful cloud in the sky? Is there a flower in the garden you see outside? Is there a bird singing? You might try to notice something outside of you that is occurring in the world around you. That you may have been shutting out before because you've been overwhelmed and inundated with your own negative emotion. So intentionally look outside of yourself to try to see the good where it resides in the rest of the world that's surrounding you. And you might see some children playing on the playground. You might hear a song that you enjoy that touches you. It could come from anywhere and it could be anything, but it's most important that you use your focus and your attention at least a few times during the day to look for those positive things that are happening in your environment, no matter how bad everything else seems to be. So by intentionally focusing on some good things, you are training the mind to be as aware of good things as it is of the negative things. And you're also stimulating that sense of gratitude and well-being within yourself, which is also going to help soothe some of the discomfort that you have because of the challenging situation that you're in. It's going to help reduce the stress that you're under. One of the practices that I would advocate, I would call find the mirror. And so to me, what I try to remember is that there is a hidden miracle inside every situation, the hidden gem, the hidden little kernel of light, of love, of brilliance inside every negative situation. And if you look hard enough, you can sometimes find that miracle or that hidden gem on your own. But it's the act of remembering that there is something positive within every negative situation that can help you get started on the way toward gratitude. Even if you don't know for sure what it is or you can't see it in the moment, you can stop for just a few seconds, place your hand over your heart on the left side of your chest, take a deep breath, and even say to yourself, show me the miracle. So you're in a sense asking to find what is good here? Where is there goodness? Where is there that tiny core of something good that is happening? And even if you don't see it or experiencing in that moment, you have already set up your mind to be on the lookout for something good and something positive. So you have already alerted your brain that you would like to see what is positive in the situation you're in. And so it's possible you'll become aware of that over time as your situation continues to unfold. So that's the idea of finding the miracle in everything. And by asking, show me the miracle in any situation that you're in. Another very common suggestion for increasing gratitude in your life is to keep a gratitude journal, which is a place where perhaps at the end of the day, you write down things from the day that you were thankful for. And it's similar to the practice of counting your blessings, which you've probably heard of for a long time. A lot of people talk about that idea of count your blessings instead of your burdens. But one of the studies I read, which I found really interesting, showed that counting your blessings was actually more effective when it was done once a week rather than every day. And so I think that might apply to a gratitude journal as well, that if you work on a gratitude journal every single day, it could become monotonous at some point. And so you might find yourself not really thinking of something new or creative as you write down your answers in the journal. And if you have a day when you focus on gratitude and writing, counting your blessings, writing down things you're grateful for one day each week, you may have a more significant or more powerful experience when you limit it to once a week instead of every single day, and you'll avoid some of that feeling of monotony or boredom with finding things you're grateful for. So consider that. You might want to, if you already have a journal, you could set aside a day each week when you try to write about things you're grateful for or count your blessings, as they say. Or you might get a special journal that's just for your blessings where you can write them down. Writing is helpful because you are inscribing words on paper, which makes them much more powerful and also tells your brain that this is significant and this is the truth as you're writing it down. So that's the power of, rather than just listing them in your mind, but writing them on paper, that kinesthetic experience helps us remember those positive things even better than if we just think about them. And along those same lines, something else that neuroscientists have discovered through research is that to make a positive memory stick as well as a negative memory does, we need to focus on the positive experience for at least 15 seconds. And so we need to savor the positive thing that's happening in our lives for more time. A negative experience will stick immediately, but a positive experience, we need to enjoy it and sit with it for about 15 seconds so that it can become imprinted in our minds. And so that's another reason why writing the gratitude journal can help, because it takes us longer to write down what we're grateful for than it does to simply have a thought about it. So writing or even describing what you're grateful for helps it imprint more strongly in the mind because you're giving it more time and you're spending more time contemplating it and savoring that thought so that it can be recorded more securely in your memory banks. Another thing that I found encouraging that some of the research has shown is that just a little bit of gratitude goes a long way. So it isn't that you have to try to conjure up feelings of gratitude all day long over and over again, that the smallest gesture of gratitude can make a big difference. So it might be that you take one moment during the day and you write a brief little thank you note to somebody who did something nice for you. And maybe you only do that once a week, but that gesture alone is enough to bring about the positive benefits of gratitude. So deciding that you'd like to bring more gratitude into your life doesn't have to be a major undertaking. It could be something very small, one thank you note a week, one session of writing in your gratitude journal every week, or maybe one meditation session, when you focus on gratitude during your meditation or mindfulness or contemplation or prayer activity that you might do during the week. So remember, if you'd like to improve your own experience of gratitude, it doesn't have to take a lot from you. And I think this is important to know, especially during times of suffering, when we are already overwhelmed and we may feel like we don't have time or energy or resources to experience much gratitude. But if we can only set aside a moment every now and then and muster gratitude, I think that can make a huge difference. And one of the things that I've been noticing as I've been following the results of the wildfires here is how many positive occurrences there have been in the midst of this horrific, horrendous suffering. And I'm seeing more and more people who are talking about the heroism of their neighbors who came back to save a pet or to save a neighbor, to do a favor for someone else, to give someone a ride. People who are looking after one another. People have opened their homes for others to stay in. We're hearing about first responders who've made some heroic rescues of animals and also humans during these fires, and then also people who have shown up to provide support and care for those who have had to be evacuated, who've lost their homes due to the fires, people who have just come from nowhere to bring in supplies, to make donations, to show kindness and caring to those who have been suffering. And so if you are one of the people in the midst of your suffering, think back on anyone that you've met during this time, anyone who has reached out a hand, who has given you a smile of empathy and of compassion, anyone who has given you anything or tried to do something to help you, and feel genuine gratitude in your heart for those responses. I think that's a great place to start with gratitude. You don't have to feel grateful about what has happened to you, about the circumstance that you're in, about the devastation that has occurred. The idea is to find other things to be grateful for in the midst of the devastation. So keep looking around you and see what is there. As I mentioned before, what is outside perhaps of your individual experience right now? What is outside of you that you can look for that appears positive or beautiful or that touches your heart? And find a way to feel some gratitude for those experiences. And then within your personal space, be aware and take in every single occasion when someone offers something to you or reaches out a hand to help you, and take a moment to feel the gratitude of what it's like to have someone actually care and show their caring for you. So allow yourself to feel gratitude in spite of the fact that we acknowledge that you're hurting and that you are going through something horrible, the worst thing that you might experience in your life, or one of the worst things. And we acknowledge the pain of that. But even during those times of pain, it is possible to conjure up gratitude, because we are beings who are capable of experiencing more than one emotion at the same time. In fact, that's how we're wired, really. That's how we're designed, is that, you know, sometimes there is laughter in the midst of tears. There's joy in the midst of our pain and sorrow. And so remember that it's okay to look for the good in the midst of a catastrophe, and it's okay to even feel gratitude during a difficult time, because that's going to help you in the end. It will help diminish the stress that you're experiencing. It will give you more well-being. It will give you more hope for the future as well. So if you can develop your own little practice, maybe your own little ritual for gratitude. And it doesn't even have to be every day, but just every now and then to remember to be grateful. I have a last something at the end to share with you, which is a gratitude mantra that I recommend that I have used. And so I'll say this for you. The first set of verses says, I am here, I am now, I am love. And the purpose of this mantra is to remind ourselves that the only thing that really exists is this present moment. And I am here, I'm alive in this present moment right now in this space. I'm here. And there is something to be grateful for in just the fact that I'm alive and that I'm here. And also that love exists in this space, in the here and now. In fact, love only exists in the present moment. The second verse is, we are here, we are now, we are love. And this verse helps you remember that you are not alone, that other people are experiencing the same suffering that you're going through. And that even those of us outside of the suffering that you're experiencing are there with you at the same time. We also are suffering with you. We are opening our hearts and we are connecting with you. And we are all here. We are all now. And we are all love. We are all constantly sending love back and forth between our hearts. The third verse says, there is only here, there is only now, there is only love. So focus in on the fact that this moment right here and now, where I am alive and breathing, and I have survived the calamity that has taken place, this moment is the only moment that exists right now. And the love that exists in this moment is the only thing that really matters right now. And the fourth verse is, I thank you for here. I thank you for now. I thank you for love. And it's in this verse that we finally express the gratitude for the present moment and for the opportunity we have to be here right now in this place, alive and breathing and witnessing all of the beauty and all of the ugliness, all the pain and all of the joy, all of the suffering and all of the new life that is occurring around us. So as we look at how to cope with suffering and how to find gratitude within ourselves, it's important that we remember that suffering itself is built into life as death is built into life. Death is a necessary component of life. And in this life, nothing lasts and everything changes. And the only way that we can keep from going insane as we live this life is to remember that this is the very fabric of life, death and loss and grief. And in fact, the depths of our grief is defined by the heights of our love. The greater our ability to love, the greater the grief that we will feel. But that is what makes life meaningful, and that is what gives us a reason to be here in the first place. So death is a necessary component of life because it helps us clear away what no longer serves us. It helps us remove what has been holding us back and what has been an obstacle to us in our growth. And it helps us move toward new birth and new growth. You may have heard of the legend of the phoenix, which, according to myth, is a bird that near the end of its life builds a pile of sticks and basically sets itself on fire in the pile and then rises from the ashes as a new bird, ready to take flight. And so the phoenix is such a profound symbol of how we allow ourselves to be burned up by the suffering of life and allow ourselves, even though it's painful, allow ourselves to go through this challenge of losing everything that we thought mattered to us, of everything that we were clinging to and everything that defined who we were in the past, so that we can become who we are next meant to be, so that we can move forward and continue to grow in our lives. And something really beautiful that I wanted to share, there was a photograph I saw on the internet that had been taken on November 11th, 2018, a very auspicious day in numerology, 11/11/2018. On that day, the Northern Lights in Norway took the shape of an incredible bird that looked like the phoenix, the mythological phoenix in the sky, rising in the sky. And a photographer took a photograph of that and posted it online. And it's absolutely spectacular, but also awe-inspiring to remember that image of the phoenix rising up from the ashes in order to have a new life after the flames have died down. And so that's the image that I'm choosing to hold on to, that for each of us, no matter what kind of suffering we have had to endure, no matter what has been taken from us, burned away from us, no matter what we have lost, no matter what wounds we are still carrying with us, no matter how much we hurt and how much pain we're in, we too are the phoenix, and we will rise. We will rise again. There will be something new that will come from all of this devastation. It may take time, and we may not be able to see it right now. It might be the hidden gem or the hidden miracle within this disaster that's not going to reveal itself for quite some time. But I wish for each of us that we can reside in the midst of our suffering, in the midst of catastrophe, and keep our hearts open and allow gratitude for life itself to be there, gratitude for love that exists in this planet and is indestructible, and gratitude for the promise and the grace of whatever happens next in the very next moment and the very next breath. So as we approach this Thanksgiving Day here in the U.S., I wish for all of you a day when you are able to see around you what you are grateful for, and that it comes to you easily to make your list and count your blessings of what and who you are most thankful for this year and in this moment. And once again, I am very thankful for all of you. I appreciate you tuning in and listening today. And I remind you that there is a new episode every week. So I'll talk to you again in another week, and we'll see what brightness has entered our lives at that time, 1 week from now. Until then, remember to face your fear. Be ready for whatever life brings your way. And love your life. Love your life, because you don't know how long you're going to have this particular life. So make the most of it. Bye-bye.